is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Britain's envoy said on Monday it had submitted a request for a special session of the UN Human Rights Council to address the crisis in Myanmar. The military seized power in the Southeast Asian nation a week ago. The junta also detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. Ambassador Julian Braithwaite told an organizational meeting of the Geneva Forum that it was making the request together with the European Union. The ambassador saying in a statement, "This has grave implications for human rights in the country." Monday was the third consecutive day of protests in Myanmar. Tens of thousands of people jammed the major city streets, such as Naypyidaw Dor, the city of Yangon, holding signs saying, "Save Myanmar" and "We want democracy." They were also holding photographs of Suu Kyi. Police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Naypyidaw Dor. The United States will participate as an observer in the UN Human Rights Council. This comes after it quit the council in June 2018 under the Trump administration. Mark Kassire, an envoy at the U.S. mission to the UN in Geneva, told a council organizational meeting, "We do so knowing that the most effective way to reform and improve the council is to engage with it in a principled fashion." The Trump administration withdrew as a member of the 47-member state council in June 2018. Rescuers in northern India are working to save more than 36 power plant workers trapped in a tunnel. This after part of a Himalayan glacier broke off and sent a wall of water and debris rushing down a mountain to downstream villages. This is